The views and opinions expressed by Brock and Hunter are ridiculous and should not be heard by anyone. WIRX denies any responsibility for anything that happens over the next 4 hours. Let's start the show.
It's Tuesday.
And now it's time again for your favorite
show.
This better be good.
Why? Why does it have to be?
Why would they keep tuning in?
Wouldn't you then?
That wouldn't be a good thing for you.
And why is that?
Why? Why is that?
Because if you don't, you'll miss it.
Miss what?
Greatest show ever.
It's the greatest show of all time.
On a Tuesday?
I guess we'll find out soon enough.
Hey! Don't stand. Don't stand so. Don't stand so close.
Stay home. I mean, everybody, do us a favor, all of us, stay home.
Hey! They're not children, they're not adults, they're animals. Filthy, wild animals.
You're damn right we are. Well, I mean, we're a little bit cleaner now because we've been washing our hands more.
Home! I'm going home!
Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome to it. 6:02. It's Brock, it's Hunter.
What's up, kid? What's up?
Oh, a little craziness right now. Obviously, we have a lot to talk about.
Not going to get any more crazy, man.
I know, right? It's bananas right now, and we're going to get to all of that. Obviously, Governor Whitmer made a big announcement yesterday, and effective midnight this past night. The stay home, stay safe is executive order is in effect. And we're going to tell you a little bit more about that. Obviously, we have some amazing news people here at Midwest Family Broadcasting that are doing an unbelievable job keeping everyone informed. So I'm not going to butcher it. I'll let them do most of the talking. But we'll go over some of the stuff that's happening. And people may be wondering, Brock, what are you doing there? Why are you out and about? Luckily for me, I'm able to still come into the studio just because of the circumstances and what radio does. So I get a pass, but I'm literally going from the station to home. That is all I'm doing at this point. I'm not going to see anything else. That's it. Seriously, and I live so close that I think I'm barely breaking any kind of law. So I think I'll be all right there. But Hunter, you're good. You're still in the basement.
Still in the basement, bro.
You haven't left the basement. You haven't left the basement in now 10 days, which is pretty unbelievable. I'm impressed. Yep. I'm impressed.
I've lost like 85 pounds.
You're like that. You're like the remember in Aladdin, the old crazy guy?
Yes.
Yeah, you look like him now.
In the jail or whatever, the prison.
Exactly. You're like him, but pasty.
Take this lamp.
That's who you've become in 10 days. It's unbelievable.
I'm serious, man. You know how hard it is to start a fire with two sticks? I'm in my loincloth in the basement, like Encino, man, trying to start a fire.
Eventually, I'm going to go to you, Big. What do you think, Hunter? You're just going to make grunting noises like,
quarantine.
All right, folks. Well, let's get to it because we got a lot to get to today. We're going to try and have some fun. We're going to go over some things. So stick around with us, all right? It is the Plan B Morning Show right now. Aerosmith, walk this way. Actually, don't walk this way. Just stay home, okay? This is terrible. This is terrible advice, Aerosmith.
Just walk around your house.
Just walk around your house. There you go. It's the Plan B Morning Show at WIRX. We'll be back.
It rocks.
Hey, good morning. Even Jurassic Park is closed, bro.
Oh, no.
Which, to be honest, it should have been closed. Well, you know, when it you know, all fell apart and dinosaurs murdered people.
You know what? You reopen that damn park, Brock.
I want to go see the dinosaurs.
Not much else to do.
Do you think dinosaurs can get the coronavirus? I don't think so.
No.
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so. Yeah, they're too big.
They're too big? Is that what it is?
Coronavirus isn't, I have no idea. I'm just talking out of my head.
All of my dinosaur research, which back in the day, don't you think we spent as children too much time on dinosaurs? Like, it's cool and all, but it's like we researched the hell out of dinosaurs when we should have been learning how to do, like, taxes and pay a mortgage, you know?
Yeah. You know, there are a lot of different dinosaurs you learned about, too.
It's like so many.
Halfway through it, you're like, you know, dinosaurs are pretty cool, but
yeah.
But why?
But why? I remember singing a song. We did a class, like a show for the parents, and I'll forever be haunted by the song Brachiosaurus. Because
you were,
that,
the, You were the asteroid, weren't you?
Yes, yes, I was. I just came in, look out, everybody. I had this cool little asteroid costume. No, we did. We did like a, what's that called? Like a not a pageant.
Play.
Well, it wasn't really a play. It was like a, you know, assembly, kind of. You know, it was like an assembly. And the parents came and watched, and then we sang a song called Brachiosaurus. And that was terrible because my name is Brock, and so all the children then thought it was great to call me Brachiosaurus. Brachiosaurus, tall as a giraffe, with his head 40 feet in the sky. Dude, that was elementary school, and I can still sing that effing song.
I don't remember that.
It's crazy, because it scarred me for life. I was Brachiosaurus. I did not have a head in the sky, but everyone liked to say that I did. Anyway, I digress. It is the Plan B.
You remember, surprisingly, you remember a lot about that.
Yeah. Yeah, it really, I'm still seeking, all of those kids made my list. and then I sit at home listening to Telephone by...
There you go, Steve Buscemi from Billy Madison.
While I'm laying on my couch putting lipstick on, just waiting for them to call.
Glad I called that guy.
don't worry about it, don't sweat it. Anyway, yeah, this just got derailed so fast. We started off with dinosaurs, and then we ended up with me with the list being Steve Buscemi.
Do you know any random dinosaur facts, Brock?
We live closer to the T-Rex than the T-Rex to live to the Stegosaurus. How about that?
Oh.
Boom!
If you think about that, that's mind-blowing, man.
It's crazy.
It's mind-blowing. Did you know the Velociraptor was really the size of a chicken? And Jurassic Park made it a lot bigger.
You know, I thought that movie was much closer to the real thing. I should have known that a Hollywood blockbuster wasn't completely accurate.
Now, you know the dinosaurs had a lot more feathers than they portrayed in the
movie. That's actually something I've learned recently, and that they've said that, yeah, really, all the dinosaurs that we've really known, you got to cover them in feathers, basically. Even the T-Rex was covered in feathers. Yeah. Roosters and chickens are basically dinosaurs. You know,
can we just talk about dinosaurs for the rest of the day?
Yeah, we could make a full show on dinosaurs, bro. Full show on dinosaurs. So... Oh, all right. Well,
I want to be the T-Rex.
You know, T-Rex got tiny little arms, though. I don't think I want to be that one that had the club on the back of its tail. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You just swing that thing around.
Yeah. Spike tail. Yeah. Home run, dude.
All right. We've talked 5 minutes about dinosaurs, so we got to move on here. Folks,
I'm not done yet. I got things to say.
You will sit down and listen to my spiel about dinosaurs. All right, folks, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to do sports when we come back, if there's anything to talk about. So stick around.
Yeah.
Rock. Rock 107 WIRX, the Plan B Morning Show, 622, Brock Hunter.
Good morning.
All right, let's take a quick look at your forecast, and we'll get to sportsy sports. Today, cloudy, chance for rain, high of 48. A little bit cooler than I thought it was going to be. Tonight, cloudy, more rain, low of 37. Tomorrow, sunny, mostly sunny, high of 60. Sunshine on my GD shoulder, John Denver.
John Denver.
Thursday, warmer too, high of 53. Friday, high of 50. Saturday, high of 60. Then it's dropping down a little bit, but hopefully this sticks around. I just don't want to see any more snow. We got that one yesterday, of course, in true Michigan fashion. We got covered in snow, and then it was gone by mid-afternoon.
You know what? One nice thing about Florida is they always have nice weather.
Yeah.
And it just kind of makes this situation a little bit better because, you can't really do anything outside, but at least you can stare at the sun and get a little vitamin D.
Yeah, but see, that's the problem, though, is that all the sun constantly makes people crazy, and then they go outside when they're not supposed to be outside.
It's very true.
Just gonna party, bro. Nothing's gonna stop me from partying.
Let's do it, man.
Let's do your sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Of course, you got to check out Bud Light and also try the new Bud Seltzers, the Bud Light Seltzers that they have. Oh, summer's right around the corner. We're not going to be stuck inside forever. Those Bud Light Seltzers are amazeballs, and you need to check them out. So
yes.
Crack one open up. Maybe you got someone before the lockdown. Hunter, what do we got in sports, man?
Yeah, let's kick it off with this, man. January 29th, 1994, Vader versus Randy Hogan. If everybody can follow along on YouTube with me, we'll just watch the whole match. It's about 4 minutes long.
Oh, it's only 4 minutes. That's a quick match. That's a quick match.
Yeah. Randy Hogan gets his ass. And if you don't know who Randy Hogan is, Brock, go ahead. Explain to him.
Randy Hogan is. He was the WCW answer to Hulk Hogan, obviously. I don't know if he was Hulk's brother or like a distant cousin, but Randy Hogan.
There's no way, dude. He He was such a Spartan brand Hulk Hogan.
Yes, he was a Spartan brand Hulk Hogan, and it's great. But he had a great mustache. He really did. Is there anything else in sports you got?
Yes, there's a few things we can talk about, actually. Member says, IOC member says Tokyo 2020 postpone because of coronavirus. So Canada pulled out yesterday. They're like, absolutely no way. We're not doing it. You guys are crazy. Why would you even be doing it? Blah, blah, blah. They've talked about it, and yeah, this morning they're like, "Nah, we're not going
to
do it." What's
and I
this?
Knew that's all it was going to take Great. Would be one place to say we're not going, especially a big place like Canada. Like, it's not like, you know, Zimbabwe where they have, you know, five people show up at the Olympics. No, it's Canada, and so that's a big hit, and that's all it took. And now
just don't be that guy. Yeah. You know, don't be that guy.
It's just
you're the only one doing things. You know, people are going to look down at you. If you do, so. Hey, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Maybe I should have done a little bit more research. NASCAR still going on?
I don't know. I doubt it.
Is there something last night, though, that I heard Boom Boom, it made me believe that NASCAR was still happening?
I don't know.
I'll have to look
know.
That up for next
Yeah, once you do your job, Hunter.
It's early.
I'm
There's other
sorry.
Things going on.
All right.
Here you go.
Is that all you got?
I got one more.
What do you got?
I was prepared.
Come what on. Do you got?
Peyton Manning turns down another Monday Night Football offer from ESPN.
Oh, wow.
I'm trying to see how much money here that was in the mix. $180 million deal to continue calling games for CBS, and ESPN was reportedly prepared to give Manning a similar contract.
Wow.
Tony Romo recently, Tony Romo has a 10-year, $180 million deal, and they're going to give pretty much the same thing to Peyton Manning.
Dude, Romo did it right, man. He got some time. Yeah.
What?
That's a lot of cheese, man.
You know what? He's fantastic. Do you like Tony Romo?
Oh, I love Romo. I think he's fantastic. He's great. Yeah.
So there you go, man. Awesome. That's all we got in sports.
All right. Well, we'll look up more on NASCAR and see what we got next hour. Stick around. It's the Plan B Morning Show. That's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Rocks. Everything that rocks.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:37, Brock Hunter.
Good morning, good morning.
Were you singing over there?
No.
No, I wasn't singing.
There's been a lot of singing going on here in this basement, Brock. Myself.
I bet. You get to that point where you just start acting weird, and you're like, why am I doing this? I don't know. You kind of lose track of everything.
Wife's in the corner looking at me in weird ways. Like, losing his mind.
Just going to snuff you out with a pillow one of these days.
Please.
Please do. Please, God. Anyway, let's do your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B Morning Show Rock News with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.
Well, three of May's big rock festivals, Epicenter in Concord, North Carolina, Welcome to Rockville in Daytona Beach, Florida, and Sonic Temple in Columbus, Ohio, have all been canceled. Promoter Danny Wimmer Presents issued a statement saying, quote, "We worked really hard to try to reschedule the festivals. Unfortunately, scheduling conflicts, venue availabilities, and a number of factors out of our control made postponing impossible. Make no mistake, each of these festivals will return in May of 2021, bigger and stronger than ever. All fans will get full refunds for their passes. Two of the festivals, Epicenter and Welcome to Rockville, were to feature two headlining sets from Metallica. The group has now rejoined the lineup for another Danny Wimmer Presents event, Louder Than Life, in Kentucky, in Louisville. They'll headline a newly added opening night of Thursday, September 17th. Last month, Metallica bowed out of the festival. They were set because it conflicted with James Hetfield's sobriety weekends as part of his recovery. Metallica have also announced that their South American dates are moving from next month to December. So a lot of changes.
Concerts getting canceled, I think that was pretty much expected, right?
I think so. You know, everyone was kind of waiting. You know, the weird part right now is like summertime. Mm-hmm. Is that, you know, May, June, July, we don't know, like, if this continues on, if the curve doesn't flatten with this pandemic, we don't know yet. So everyone's like, oh, we give it a couple months. If we're good here the rest of March through April, hopefully this will be all right by May. But I think what everyone's realizing, like, no, it's going to take a lot longer for us to kind of get all of this situated. Because you could see like, oh, we're all good. We flatten the curve and there's less cases. But then we throw a big event with all these people together. And it's like, well, all it takes is 10 infected people. And then that whole concert just, you know, it just increased, you know, skyrocketed the cases again. So I think that's what they're trying to avoid at this
point. Between jobs, sports, concerts, basically schools, everything being canceled in the very end when this is all and done and over with.
Mm-hmm.
An estimate on how much money you think was going to be lost.
Dude, it's got to be. I mean, you think about everything that's shut down. And these concerts, I mean, these concerts alone are multi-million dollar events. Yeah. You know what I mean? So,
wow, man, it's crazy.
Bananas. So if you do have tickets to any of those festivals, just be looking for info, and I'm sure they'll send you stuff or they'll have info on where you can get
refunds. Well, they got last year's concert on YouTube, so just go YouTube it and
yeah,
put it
there
up
you
on the
go.
Big screen.
Yeah, yeah, throw it up on the big screen to an at-home concert. So, all right. That's your rock news. Let's do your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day, 1986, Van Halen released 5150. Now, this was the band's first album without David Lee Roth on vocals. They brought in Sammy Hagar, which, you know, there's always a debate. What's better, Van Halen or Van Hagar? I like them both. Honestly, Hagar is the better singer than Roth, but Roth is like the consummate front man. So they both had good stuff. And 5150 is an amazing album. Wow. It really is. So, yeah.
I think I'm going to have to go with Van Halen on this one.
You're going with Van Halen, huh? You doing that? So. All right. I'm impartial. I like them both the same, so. There you go.
There you go.
That's your rock news. Okay, then. That's your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.
The Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter. Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Hey! 6:48, Brock, Hunter. You were just mentioning during the break, obviously we're all stuck inside for pretty much the next 3 weeks. Yeah. Governor Whitmer made the stay home, stay safe executive order, pretty much locking everything down. People are indoors. You said you've been watching The Simpsons. Like, did you start from the beginning or?
No. It was just on TV the other night and we decided to put it on. And you know what, man? It's great. There's a reason they've been around this long. Is they stay relevant. The jokes are there. You got to give it a shot, man. I'm telling you, you'd be like, you'd come around.
I don't know. I just never got into The Simpsons. Yeah. Never did.
I think it was because you were little. I don't know. Maybe.
Maybe.
I
have no idea, maybe now I would appreciate it more. I don't know.
It's just there's so many like with The Simpsons, there's so many quick little jokes that they put in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like under their breath. They're like, oh my God, all right. That's yeah. You know. It really is, man. It's a great show.
And Marge is a hot piece of ass.
Marge and that big poof haircut. What is that anyway?
I think her skull is just really big, so it goes
like
all
a cone head.
I'll try. Like I said, I got a lot of time. I started a new show last night, Justified, which I've heard great things about. Just never got around to watching it, but they have all the seasons on Hulu, so I was watching that. Well, I said you should find Beavis and Butthead.
There you go.
I wonder if that's anywhere.
They did like a new season for like one, yeah. One or two more seasons.
It didn't turn out that well, I don't think. So I just think that time is gone. I don't think you can bring that show back.
Mike Judge too was like, I'm just not into it.
Yeah, yeah. That it was lightning in a bottle. It worked, and I just don't think nowadays people would be. I mean, if you tried to do an episode called Frog Baseball in today's climate, people would lose their minds.
I don't want some dude standing there with a schlong hanging out. You know?
It's always funny. It's always going to be funny to me.
Beavis and Butthead is great.
Anyway, folks, stick around. We got your useless trivia coming up here in just a little bit. Even though we're we're all stuck inside, I'm still giving stuff away. I'm still helping you out. So stick around for that, plus a whole lot more. It's the Plan B Morning Show. We'll be back in a few.
Now.
All right, here we go. 6:53, useless trivia going down, brought to you by No LaRue Casual Cajun Eatery in St. Joe, up for grabs at gift certificate, so you can save a little cash when you go to No LaRue and get some of that amazing food. Do know that they are still doing delivery. You can get delivery through Grubhub, mm-hmm. and also you can order online. Obviously, there is no dining in there, but you can still get food to go. Go check them out.
Now's a good time to save some cash, right?
Yeah, exactly. And just do that by getting yourself a gift certificate. Your useless trivia for today. Big happy birthday to football legend Peyton Manning. He turns 44. I thought he was older than that, but I guess not. I mean, when you retire at 38, everyone thinks you're older. So Peyton Manning was famous for yelling what city's name before hiking the ball? Peyton Manning was famous for yelling what city's name before hiking the ball? Was it A, Omaha, B, Fargo, or C, Houston? 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Peyton Manning was famous for yelling what city's name before hiking the ball? A, Omaha, B, Fargo, or C, Houston? 925-WIRX, 925-9479 to call, play, and win. Do it, Hunter.
Win.
Double Ox.
Goosebumps, bro.
And now.
Are you trying to be quiet wife, for your wife?
Wife's sleeping.
And now. Oh, you little bitch.
You're starting lineup for the Plan B morning
show.
Oh,
dude, that's so funny. Anyway, your useless trivia for today brought to you by Nola Rue Casual Cajun Eatery. Happy birthday to Peyton Manning. What city did Peyton used to yell out before hiking the ball? Let's get ourselves a winner here. Give away a prize. WIRX, hello.
Good morning.
Morning.
Am I number 7?
You don't need to be number 7. You just got to get it right.
Oh, that's right. Right on. Hey, it's Omaha.
Omaha. That is correct. All right. Right on. Nicely done. What's your name, man?
My name is Anthony.
Anthony, where are you calling from?
I am calling, heading into work at Buchanan.
No, you should be home.
I know it, right? Well, I work for a wastewater treatment plant, so I don't really have that option.
You got to get it done, man. Well, hey, we appreciate you you getting out there and getting it done for us. Be safe. You're my big winner. Got yourself that gift certificate to Nola Rue. What station hooked you up?
Rock 107.
All right, next chance to win coming up tomorrow. Same place, same time. Let's do news.